Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you. And I have with us today Marie Dunoon. She's a week late. I asked her if she could put that off a week with all that I was going through last week. And so she is here with us today, and we're going to talk about energy making America great. Marita, how are you today?
And let me offer you my sympathies on the loss of your mother, but I know it's a comfort to know that she's in the arms of our Heavenly Father.
She certainly is, and she fought a long, hard battle. I said, if anybody, Mom was a pretty stubborn woman, and I said, and determined, I said, if anybody could have beat that Alzheimer's, she'd have done it. she gave it a long, hard ride, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you this week.
Well,
I'm glad you're back.
Glad to have you back, and we'll get you back on schedule. First Tuesday of every month is what we... Yeah, but the listeners kind of look forward to it, so they need to know when you're going to be on. But today she's with us, and then next month it'll be the first Tuesday of February. So there's lots going on, and I thought we might start out. I got some articles yesterday from the Daily Signal. And they were talking about Obama. He's vowing, you know, he's made it very public that he's not going to pass the Keystone Pipeline. Now, I remember when he was for that. It seems like it's been a long, long time ago.
Well, he's used a lot of excuses. Well, we need to wait until we have this, and then we need to wait until we have this, and then we need to wait. You know, and every one of those excuses has now been totally shot down. Mm-hmm. And so I'm grateful that the Republicans, the GOP-controlled Congress, has really stepped up to the plate with the Keystone Pipeline. You may recall, Beth Ann, following the election, I wrote a column of six energy policy changes to watch for under a GOP-controlled Congress. Mm. And number one that I wrote back in November was Keystone Pipeline. And here it is, fresh out of the gate with the new Congress. They're pushing for the Keystone Pipeline. And I couldn't be happier with it because finally, Obama is going to have to take a stand. He's finally going to have to make a position known. He's been straddling the fence on trying to appease the unions who are for the Keystone Pipeline because they want the jobs, and appease the environmentalists and the rich billionaire donors like Tom Steyer who are opposed to the Keystone Pipeline. And he's been straddling both sides of that, trying to keep, you know, pretend like he's for each side and keep them each happy. But it appears that the environmentalist side is winning out.
Well, and you know, he says that he's going to veto it, and I'm certain that he will. But I think you're right. We're going to see the true colors. And, of course, there is a lot of controversy over the Keystone Pipeline, and you and I have talked about that before. But, it, you know, the fact that they play politics with everything is, you know, they're not really trying to do this. The article I had was talking about the vetoes of the presidents and went back to the president who had given the most vetoes. And even George Washington vetoed something at one time. And it said his first veto was to strike down the Congressional Appointment Act of 1792. Now, we're going to have to look that up. Washington declared...
Before my time.
Yeah, it was my too. I'm a little older than you, but not quite that much. Washington declared the act an unconstitutional violation of equal representation, thereby underscoring the classical understanding of veto power. We never hear them say unconstitutional unless they're the ones thinking it's against them.
Exactly.
We know that he may have not. It says that he hasn't vetoed much, but he hasn't had much come to his desk because Harry Reid's been blocking
Certainly.
It and taking care of him, protecting
him. Harry Reid protected him from having to take any harsh, you know, to take any position.
Make any decisions?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was thinking President Bush, George W. Bush, his book was called The Decider, and I was thinking when Obama writes his memoirs, it should be titled The Appeaser.
Well, it says, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
He's unwilling to really take a stand on anything. You know, he won't call the Islamic terrorists Islamic terrorists. He won't, yes. You know, he wants to ride the middle ground on everything and is, you know, loath to take a difficult position on anything.
Well, and it says George W. only vetoed 12 bills in his time there, and I'm not defending George W. or putting a pat on his back. I'm just giving the statistics. We have a caller from New York. Marty, how are you today?
I'm cold. It's just 3 degrees out here.
We're cold, too.
Yeah, this pipeline. Wouldn't it be cheaper for Canada to build their own refinery up there?
Well, they got to get it to the coast to ship it out to other places. So that's a valid point of wouldn't it be cheaper for Canada to build a refinery? I'm not sure what the answer is on that, but what I can tell you on the refineries is that a lot of people don't understand about the pipeline is that the oil, coming from the oil sands in Canada, is a heavy crude, much like what we get from Venezuela. Venezuela is not our friend. Canada is our friend. And a lot of our refineries on the Gulf Coast are structured to handle that heavy crude. Now, I'm not an engineer or a scientist. I'm the communicator. So I don't really understand the hows and the whys. But what I do know is that we've got refineries that on the Gulf Coast that need oil to refine. And what we're producing mostly in the United States, particularly out of North Dakota, is what they call a sweet light crude. It's a different kind of oil. It takes different kind of processing. And so if we can get that Canadian crude oil, that heavy crude from Canada, and get it into those refineries in the Gulf Coast that need that kind of oil, it is a win-win. We're helping our friends. We're creating jobs in America, not only to build the pipeline, but to refine that product as well.
Yeah, in Buffalo, New York, we had two really big refineries, but they shut them all down. This was years back, you know. But
they may be talking about opening some of those again now, because I know there's one in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands that was shut down, and they're now talking about reopening that one. And there may be hope that some of those might be brought back to life.
Yeah, well, Buffalo is just over the border from Canada and Ontario, you know. And this kerosene, the gas prices are going down really low. But kerosene for heating, it's still up there. It's like $4 a gallon.
Well, you know, that's kerosene and propane and some of those other things are a byproduct of the refining process. And, you know, the fact that crude is low, I don't really know the answer to that, to be honest with you. But I do know that it's a different product. Part of the refining process.
Hey, Marty, I was going to ask you, how much is gas there today?
On the Indian reservation, it's $1.07. The regular gas station, though, it's like $1.79.
Marty and Marita, my son, my oldest son, he was down, of course, this weekend with all the family gathering together, and he has the Hy-Vee card, you know, where they accumulate and they get so much off on their gas. So you know what he paid per gallon? 89 cents this week.
That's at the reservation?
No, he's not on the reservation. Hy-Vee is a grocery
store.
They have their own gas station. We go there.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good deal, though, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Any other questions, Marty, or comments?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. This is your first time, isn't it?
First or second.
Okay. All right. Well, we like to hear from New Yorkers.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, we're talking about the lower gas prices right now, and we're getting ready to go into a break here, Marita. But that's, you know, we've worried about the economy. They talk about stimulating the economy. They talk about doing this and doing that. And then when we actually get a break and we have lower prices at the gas pump, old Pelosi says, now's the time to raise the gas tax. I want to talk about that.
Isn't that a piece of work?
She's a piece of work. I want to talk about that just a little bit when we come back, if we can. You're listening to CSE Talker Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with our energy gal, Marita Noon. EnergyMakesAmericaGreat.org. You can donate to that, and I will be putting all the articles that we're going to discuss that she's written on my blog today. I haven't blogged for a while. I've been a little absent. Your calls are welcome.
Well, you've been distracted.
I have been. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Marita Noon today. And we talked about a little bit at the first of the show what's going on with the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, and the president's bowing.
Yeah, and if I could, Beth Ann, I want to make one more comment on the pipeline before
Absolutely.
We move on.
Absolutely.
You know, while the president has threatened to veto the pipeline if Congress sends him a bill on that, as I said earlier, I believe that's a good thing, but I also think they're so close to having a veto-proof majority. Once the bill goes to the president, if the president vetoes it, which we know he has predicted he will do, assuming he does that, I believe that there are enough Democrats to whom the union vote is important, that if the union leaders, particularly in the unions that are, you know, the construction trade type unions versus government employee unions, that if those unions give those representatives, whether they're Senate or House, a little pressure, with a small bit of pressure from the unions, we could get enough people on board to override that veto. And frankly, that's what I hope happens. I hope we don't come in with a veto-proof majority first, because I want the president to have to take a position on that vote and then come back with a second bite at the apple with a veto-proof majority.
And this is where the listeners can come in, because, you know, I told them these new guys coming in on to the job here in January, they got a lot of pressure on them. Because the rhinos, they don't tend to flow like the conservatives do, even though they claim they're conservative. And these young ones coming in there, well, they may not all be young, but
right,
these new folks coming in there, they need to know what you want, and you need to stay on them. Do it kindly, but you need to stay on them and tell them, listen, this is what we put you in here for. We want you to stay steady. Do what we put you in here for. We will reelect you the next time. You don't, we won't. We need to stay on board with them, and we need to let them know we're behind them. Support them, because they've got a lot of pressure on them.
That they do.
That they do. Okay, so we were just talking briefly about, you know, the Pelosi's comment, you know, because here we are. This will stimulate the economy eventually. You'd put a little more money into the people's pockets, and that's going to stimulate the economy and encourage everyone, encourage jobs, not all by itself at the gas pump, but it is encouraging. And, of course, then comes Pelosi and some of these, well, now's the time to raise the gas tax. They just can't give us a break.
No, I agree. I mean, we're taxed enough already, as the Tea Party likes to say. We are taxed enough already, and I don't think this gas tax idea will pass. The pressure on the GOP to not raise taxes of any kind is high enough that I don't think there's a chance it's going to pass. But again, like we said, you know, this is something to contact your representatives over and let them know. Do not raise the gas tax. Instead, spend the money more wisely. And we realize we need some infrastructure, but raising the gas tax is not the way to do it.
You know, and I was watching a little bit of the news last night, and they were talking on Fox about some of the taxes and how they spend the money. You know, we don't want to give you more money. We want you to stop spending it and spend what we do give you wisely. I mean, they constantly want more, more, more. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, can't squeeze blood out of a turnip, and we're going to be just completely out of blood here pretty soon.
And, you know, we all know these low gas prices at this level anyway are temporary.
Yes.
And they're at this low price primarily because Saudi Arabia is really America's production, America's increased production, caught Saudi Arabia by surprise. And they're now like trying to play catch up to maintain their market share. So back in September, they announced we are increasing our production, and they have continued to do so. And despite countries like Venezuela and Nigeria and other petro states begging Saudi Arabia to dial back on their production, which would increase the price, Saudi Arabia is continuing full bore to produce oil. And so this price dip is, I believe, a temporary blip. Now, whether it's temporary in a matter of weeks or months, as I personally tend to believe, whether it's temporary, as some pundits think, through the second quarter or second half of this year, or some think next year, you know, oil prices, gas prices will go back up. Now, I don't think they're going to go back up to that $4 kind of range anytime soon. Remember when Obama said, we cannot drill our way out of this problem. Well, that's now, a comedy line, because we clearly have drilled our way out of this problem. But prices will go back up, I believe, into the mid-$2 kind of range. And then that gas tax, that increased gas tax, is going to be there to hit us.
Oh, and that's going to be bad.
We're in a temporary low point, which is a wonderful blessing to consumers and to the economy. It is a temporary blip, I believe, and so that increasing the gas tax is a bad plan.
It is. We have another caller. We have David from Iowa. David, how are you today?
Well, just fine, Beth.
What's on your mind?
I'm against the pipeline thing.
Okay. Just go ahead and tell us why, because I know there's a lot of controversy. I know I have a lot of listeners that are for it, and I have a lot of listeners that are against it. So let me hear what you say.
Well, it'll create jobs, granted, but I have a better idea of create jobs. Institute tariffs on all goods and services coming into this country and bring all of our factories back. That would fix all kinds of problems.
Wouldn't it, though? Go ahead.
One other thing. Bring all of our troops back from overseas and quit bombing and killing people and trying to run countries. That would also help a lot.
Making enemies.
Take care of our own country and don't worry about the rest of the world. It's not our job.
A little bit more on the isolationist side, huh?
No, it's not. Some people call it protectionism. Okay, when they tell me that, I say, certainly it's protectionism. I love my country. I want to protect it. Don't
you? Absolutely.
I
don't. I do not totally disagree with you at all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, David.
Thanks.
I do have a lot of listeners that are for and against the pipeline for different reasons, because I have a lot of them there in Nebraska. It's coming right across their property, and they haven't always been to their word. They haven't always been good to their word when things get messed up. So, you know, I kind of have a lot of sympathy and empathy for them out there. So, because I worry about
private. I mean, there are pros and cons of everything, and the harsh reality is we cannot live in a risk-free environment. You do need to look at both sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I respect both sides when they've got good reasoning. You know, those that just don't want it because they don't want it, and, you know, I don't get that. But when they have good reasoning. All right, let's move on. Now, the wind energy. You've got an article here on the wind energy, and particularly something that's happened up in the Northeast.
Yeah, very interesting. Last week when, you know, we were all paying attention to the terror attacks in Paris, an interesting news item kind of slipped through. It's gotten virtually, in fact, I don't think it's gotten any national news coverage, and that is that Cape Wind, was announced 14 years ago to be America's first offshore wind farm and had a lot of fanfare at the time when it was announced. Cape Wind's been in process for 14 years, has not yet built one wind turbine nor produced 1 kilowatt of electricity. But last week, the two major utility companies in the Northeast that had signed power purchase agreements with Cape Wind, after some arm twisting, frankly, from Governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts, these two companies last week announced, we are canceling our power purchase agreements. And they can do so because the Cape Wind failed to meet some milestones in their contract, specifically that they were to begin construction or at least issue the work orders by the end of 2014. And they did not do that. And so these companies have said, we're done. We're not going to buy this electricity anymore. And so the word is everybody, including officials from Deval Patrick, because it sounds like Patrick sounds like first name, Deval sounds like a last name. But anyway, officials from Deval Patrick's office, and now he's the outgoing governor. He's no longer the governor of Massachusetts, but he made Cape Wind kind of a centerpiece of his renewable energy program. But even his office has acknowledged that without these power purchase agreements, they don't see how Cape Wind can possibly go forward. Interestingly, at the exact same time, within 24 hours of when these companies filed to get out of their contracts with Cape Wind, two other wind farms in Minnesota filed for bankruptcy.
Wow.
So we've got some real questionable history on wind.
Okay. We're going into a break, and we do have callers holding. I wanted you to finish that little segment there with about the wind. We have Steve from Illinois and Bob from Nebraska. If you guys be patient with me, we'll get to you as soon as we come back from this break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Energy makes America great. Marita Noon is my guest today. 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon, and we do have the phone lines lit up. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today? Thank you for being patient as well.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, just a couple of things. I have done a career in financial services working with investors, and I never worked with oil, but there are so many people who do invest in oil. They've always considered to be, you know, good as gold, and with what's been going on the last few months, they've been absolutely creamed. The second thing is, maybe you would know more about this than I certainly do. We have a massive civil war going on in the Middle East, and with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they distribute their oil revenue to their people. So that's now going to be way down. I'm wondering, is Saudi Arabia going to become very unstable?
Well, what they claim, and I do know this, what they claim is that they have enough revenues and or enough credit rating that they can maintain this low price for as long as 5 years. So they've got a lot of cash in the bank, and they believe, you know, they can continue. You're totally right. They totally subsidize their kingdom. In fact, let me mention, this is kind of a side note on this, but often when you, back in September, Hillary Clinton gave a speech at Harry Reid's National Clean Energy Summit. She threw out an astronomical figure of how much petroleum is subsidized, and I heard that figure, and I'm like, where did she get that number? And so I went and researched it and found out that basically her speechwriters did a good job. They were right. But most of the subsidies that they were referencing are things like Saudi Arabia, where the government subsidizes the public with their oil income. And so they have, like, you know, let's say, I don't really know this to be fact, but let's say $10 or 10 cents a gallon gasoline, because it's subsidized. And so it is subsidized, but it's a totally different kind of subsidy from what we talk about in America. And oftentimes anti-fossil fuel folks lump those subsidies together to come up with this astronomical figure. But so the kingdom of Saudi Arabia believes they can keep up this low price for 5 years.
Are you there, Steve?
Hopefully that answers your question.
Okay. All right. We're going to go on to Bob from Nebraska. Bob?
Yes, this is Bob.
Yes. What's on your mind today, sir?
I'd like to make a comment on the pipeline situation that has never been brought up before by anybody I ever heard.
Well, we'll bring it up today then.
Here we go. If we elect our politicians to support to protect the interests of the United States and its citizens, not the interests of foreign companies nor foreign countries.
Mm.
When the United States was developing the oil fields in Alaska, the United States begged Canada to let us construct a pipeline across Canada to bring that oil to the lower 48. That request was met with, no way, USA. Now, the shoe is on the other foot. Why aren't our politicians refusing to even consider letting them put a pipeline across the United States and tell Canada, first let us build the pipeline from Alaska through Canada to the lower 48. The day that oil flows into the United States from the United States oil fields in Alaska through our pipeline across Canada is the first day we should even begin to consider allowing Canadians to build a pipeline across the United States.
Well, that's interesting history that I didn't know.
That's a new argument. No one has ever brought that up before.
Okay. Well,
it's helping our, I'm somebody else, never helping our own country.
All right. It's history I was not aware of. Are you, Marita?
No, I'm not sure that he's 100% accurate on that, but what I do know is we don't need a new pipeline from Alaska to the United States at the moment. We've got a pipeline that, unless we open up some more land for drilling in Alaska, that pipeline is running out of oil to go through it. So we certainly don't need a new pipeline from Alaska to the United States through Canada.
Okay.
Could you tell me where that oil is going?
Can I tell you where the oil from Alaska is going?
Yeah, it's being shipped by ship, which is more dangerous yet.
Well, I mean, we've got a pipeline.
They don't want it to come to California. So who is getting that oil? How about our enemies, maybe Japan, China, Vietnam?
Well, you know, one of the kind of the false side of what you're arguing is that oil is a global commodity. And even if we were to say, well, we're not going to let any of it go out of this country, it's priced on a global market. And we still use oil from other countries. And there are a lot of reasons that you kind of have to get deep into the weeds to get into of why we should be exporting our oil, the sum of what we're producing. And as I was talking with an earlier caller, the refineries are set up for different kinds of oil. And depending on where in the geology that oil comes from or where in the geography that oil comes from, we have different kinds of oil. And there are a lot of reasons why it's a wise choice in America to be exporting crude oil, which we're currently not allowed to do.
Okay, I'm going to go on. We have other callers. Okay, I'm going to go on, Bob, because we have some other callers that have been holding a while. We have Vern from Missouri. Vern, how are you today?
Yes, I was just calling in regards to the pipeline. And why don't they build a refinery up, say, Nebraska, Dakota border there, rather than bring it all the way down south?
You know, there's that's a valid question, and honestly, I don't know the answer to it. I can only assume that the experts who analyze this stuff have looked at it and concluded that this is economically the best option. As I mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of the refineries on the Gulf Coast are equipped to handle that type of heavy crude. Also, the pipeline will be bringing some of the Bakken oil from North Dakota into those refineries on the coast. And that's an important thing because a lot of that oil is currently being transported by train. And, in fact, a lot of that Canadian crude oil is currently coming into the United States, but it's coming on train and truck, which is a far less safe way to transport it. So I don't really know the answer to your question of why don't they build a refinery, but I have to assume that the number crunchers have concluded that this is the best way.
And that's a question that I've had too, Vern, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, there was one other part, though, is the fact that the ones down in Texas have a possibility of being flooded a number of times they have been, and put out a commission because of that, and because of hurricanes and all that. It seems like it would be safer up there and better.
I'm sure it also has something to do with the ease of shipping out of the Gulf Coast as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to find that out. So next month when I'm on, I'll have an answer for you. Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Marita.
Bye.
Thank you, Vern. We appreciate that. Well, let's move on. Let's move on to, you've got another article here where you say the Obama administration kicks the oil and gas industry while it's down. You know, I know that December 1, and I'm sure this is what part of these are, 3,400. New regulations came across to the American people. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. And I'm sure some of those were coming from the EPA, weren't they?
They most certainly are. One of the biggest ones is the methane regulations. And while I don't want to get lost in the weeds here on detailing what every one of these new regulations are, you know, it's when Obamacare was in the works, we delayed the employer mandates and several other parts of Obamacare because it was going to be so onerous to implement. It was going to hurt the economy. It was so forth. And so we delayed. The White House delayed many parts of Obamacare. Now, they could do the same thing with these new oil and gas regulations that they just introduced, 9 specifically, according to the Wall Street Journal, that will hit the oil and gas industry, that will reduce availability of resource on federal lands and increase costs. But you'd think they could delay these regulations. But no, they're going full speed ahead, kicking the oil industry while it's down.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Because it's all about doing what's best for our economy and the American people, isn't it? We're going not from the D.C. occupiers and the bureaucracy that we're run by. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we're going to discuss another article that Marita has written. And it's all about some of the data they pull and some of the data they don't pull. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. Energy Makes America Great. You can go to her website at energymakesamericagreat.org. We have another caller. We have Bill from Missouri. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, ladies. Well, I'm cold, but it's sunny, so that's good.
The sun is shining, and that's always good.
It always makes you feel warmer, even if it's cold.
That's true.
I'd like to reassure your listeners in Nebraska, I don't think they have a thing to worry about with pipelines. I don't have the stats to prove it, but I think Missouri has more pipelines across it than any state in the nation, and I can't remember us ever having any problems with the pipelines.
That's
so
amazing.
I don't think they have anything to worry about there.
Okay.
Now, by the refineries, the way I understand it, now North Dakota would be the ideal place to put the refineries, and they got lots of money up there. They even got their own bank in North Dakota and stuff. I'm sure they could put up several. But I don't think the federal government has allowed a new refinery to be constructed since 1973. Personally, I think
you are correct about that. That's a very, very good point, is that the government has not allowed a refinery in approximately 35 years or something to that effect. And in general, what the refineries are kind of stuck doing is adding on and modifying. And so we kind of end up with these Rube Goldberg-like contraptions that are not state-of-the-art facilities.
Yeah, and they've expanded our existing ones a lot since then to kind of halfway keep up. Personally, of course, I don't know what the ramifications of it would be. I think North Dakota ought to tell the federal government to go fly a kite and go ahead and start building refineries.
I believe they are talking about building one in North Dakota. But again, as you point out rightly, and thank you for that, Bill, that the permitting process for a refinery just makes it, you know, they just plain can't get one done.
Right, but I just say assert your state's rights and use your own permitting. I guess I'm agreeing.
You know, we may see more of that coming down the pike. You know, we're seeing more of the states resisting on the immigration stuff. We're seeing more states resisting on Obamacare, and this government has intruded into states' rights in so many places that we are seeing that potential pushback. So you just never know.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, ladies.
I appreciate it.
And, Bill, thanks for mentioning about the pipelines, because that's another thing most people don't realize, is that we have currently hundreds of thousands of miles of pipeline traversing this country. And I don't know the exact number, but the Keystone Pipeline would be something like the 83rd or 84th pipeline crossing the U.S.-Canadian border. So what you're talking about is truly just one more. There's no reason why this particular pipeline has been singled out for attack, other than that the anti-fossil fuel crowd has literally chosen to make this the line in the sand.
Well, and I know that coming across the aquifers up there, it's got a lot of the folks in Nebraska concerned, so I was glad Bill brought that up. I didn't realize we had so many going through Missouri. I don't ever see them.
No, you don't. I mean, they just function. They just work, and people don't even know
Absolutely.
That they exist.
All right. Well, let's move on here to the next. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it so much. Let's move on to the next. Now, we know that we've got all kinds of data that's either being ignored, brushed, or manipulated or whatever when we talk about the global warming and the global cooling and the climate change and all that. Well, when the EPA wants something and they want to make their point, they don't care what kind of data they use or ignore. And you wrote an article about that. What if Obama's climate change policies are based on fraud?
P-H-R-A-U-D. Yes. Well, you know, this is an interesting thing. That's a complicated subject. So anyone that's remotely interested, I really encourage your listeners to Google my name, Marita Noon, CFACT, C-F-A-C-T, which stands for Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, and fraud, spelled P-H-R-A-U-D, or, you know, just my name and P-H-R-U-A-D. It's created a huge, I've never had a response to anything I have written like this particular column. And a scientist, a hydrologist with 30 years experience, who's based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I am, came to me and he said, I have uncovered what I think is huge. And I can't get anybody to listen to me. I can't get anybody to talk about it. And he explained to me that there's two scientists that are employed by the government who have gone before Congress and testified that our oceans, that the pH balance in the oceans is changing due to global warming, that they are getting more acidic. And supposedly this is going to kill all kinds of marine life. And he says their chart starts in 1988 and moves forward. And they've used computer modeling to try to hindcast, is what it's called. I had to learn that word. To hindcast what the pH was in the last 100 years. But yet we have 100 years of actual records of what the ocean pH was, and they have totally ignored it. So he told me the story. Like I said, we're close to out of time, and it's a complicated story. But it's amazing to me the thousands and thousands of responses this particular column that I've written exposing his work and the responses it's gotten from both sides. And it's very interesting the attacks that his work has gotten from the other side. It's clear we've hit a chord is, I guess, the point. So I really encourage anyone who has an interest in this whole climate change debate to, like I said, Google my name and the word fraud, but spelled P-H-R-U-A-D.
Or later this afternoon, they will be on my blog, which you can just go to my website, which is csetalkradio.com, and all of your articles are going to be there, the links to them, the links
right.
to her articles, so they will take you right there, and you won't won't have to do too much Googling or try to remember this word or that word. It'll all be right there. And give me a little while, though. It'll take me till this afternoon to get it up. And if you aren't on the computer and you want them, I will print them off for you, and you can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Just be patient. I am really behind on work with what's happened the last couple of weeks and Christmas to boot before that. So anyway, Marita, we're just about...
You do a great job, Beth Ann. We appreciate all your work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Well, we are about out of time, so I wanted to give you the last 30 seconds here to give us a close.
Well, I just want to encourage people to be following energy. It's a really important issue in the new Congress, as we've seen with it, starting off with the Keystone Pipeline, talking about taxes on gasoline. And my columns can be found on Breitbart.com and many other websites throughout the Internet. So I appreciate your listeners' interest, and especially talking to them from around the country.
It's a lot of fun to talk to them, isn't it?
It is.
They are a great bunch
of people. Thinking.
All right. I appreciate everything you're doing, Marita. And congratulations. Marita got married since you last heard her on the air with me. And we appreciate you, and congratulations for that. Folks, it's going to take every one of us. Regardless of what your opinions are, we know them. Energy makes America great, and it's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change?
That's me.
Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.